here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 20th of December, 2009. It's the birthday of Maud Gonne, the Irish revolutionary and the great love and lifelong muse of William Butler Yeats, born in Aldershot, England, 1866. She and Yeats were the same age. They met when they were 25 years old. He referred to the day when he met her as when the troubling of my life began. She was tall. She was exquisitely beautiful. In his memoirs, Yeats wrote, "I had never thought to see in a living woman such great beauty. It belonged to famous pictures, to poetry, to some legendary past. A complexion like the blossom of apples, and yet face and body had the beauty of lineaments, which Blake calls the highest beauty because it changes least from youth to age, and a stature so great that she seemed of a divine race." Yeats fell in love with her. He asked her to marry him. She refused. He proposed marriage a few more times, and she rejected each one. But they stayed close to each other throughout their lives and agreed at one point that they had a spiritual union to each other. In response to one of his marriage proposals, Maud Gonne said, "You would not be happy with me. You make beautiful poetry out of what you call your unhappiness, and you are happy in that. Marriage would be such a dull affair. Poets should never marry." She wrote to him in a letter in 1911, "Our children were your poems, of which I was the father, sowing the unrest and storm which made them possible, and you the mother who brought them forth in suffering and the highest beauty." It was to Maud Gonne that Yeats addressed his poem, "He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven," the poem that goes, "Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths, and wrought with golden and silver light, the blue and the dim and the dark cloths of night and light and the half-light, I would spread the cloths under your feet. But I, being poor, have only my dreams. I have spread my dreams under your feet. Tread softly, because you tread on my dreams." Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen, entitled "Things I Know." I know how the cow's head turns to gaze at the child in the hay aisle. I know the way the straw shines under the one bare light in the barn, how a chicken pecks gravel into silt, and how the warm egg rests beneath the feathers. I know that too, and what to say, watching the rain slide in silver chains over the machine shed's roof. I know how one pail of water calls to another, and how it sloshes and spills when I walk from the milk house to the barn. I know how the barn fills and then empties, how I scatter lime on the walk, how I sweep it up in the silo. I know the rung under my foot. On the tractor, I know the clutch and the throttle. I slip through the fence and into the woods, where I know everything, trunk by branch by leaf into sky." Things I Know by Joyce Sutphen. Used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.